the forces with it. The Lucas Museum is back on the docket, at least we're having the conversation. Patrick O'Connell is with the Chicago Tribune. He wrote a very comprehensive story on this today. And the Friends of the Park, now, this is the emphasis of your story, Friends of the Park, the people who have been blocking the idea of the Lucas Museum because they don't want it on the lakefront, they don't want it taking up existing parkland. You want to put it somewhere on an industrial site or where there was other stuff, fine, good to go. But they don't want it anywhere near the lakefront. And George Lucas is like, dudes, mm-hmm. this might not be an exact quote, but he's like, dudes, I want it on the water. That's the whole point of this thing. Mm-hmm. Right, he wanted it in San Francisco on the water, and then he had ran into trouble there. And he thought, well, Chicago, it's a cow town. He could probably get us to do whatever he wanted it to do, and it didn't work out so well because the Friends of the Park was being pretty dramatic in their requests in exchange for this. So where does this leave us now? I thought they were kind of done and gone and moving on.
It did seem that way.
I think a lot of people thought that, but then there were reports that there was a schism on the board, that some members of the board were willing to soften their position, be a little bit more flexible.
The Friends of the Park board.
Friends of the Parks, yes. Okay. And so they, over the last weeks or so, in late last week, crafted this memo, which says, okay, fine, we're willing to discuss some things with you guys at the city with the Lucas team, mm-hmm. Including a neighborhood parks fund, diverting 5% of museum profits to underserved areas, and also basically having more of a sway with the park district in discussions of preservations of lands. That was late last week. Yesterday night, the president of the Chicago Park District said, basically, this list is a non-starter. So now there's been a lot of back and forth.
I think he referred to it as extortion.
He did. He
said nothing short of. Yes.
Okay, all right.
He said, yeah, that 5% proposal, that's extortion. That's what he calls it.
That's right. Well, that's the Chicago way, right?
I mean, things get done in this town for years.
Yeah, because you think of these Friends of the Park people as tree huggers. They might actually be aldermen. You know, you don't know. Hey, what are we going to hiding behind tree huggers. Like, hey.
How much to kill a tree?
Yeah, what do you need? Mm-hmm. This is what we need. You want to open up your own museum or something? Whatever. You know, I don't know.
Give
a crap what you do. We need 5%. Mm-hmm. We need to take.
I thought the other part of it, though, and you obtained a memo, right, Patrick? The Chicago Tribune,
correct.
You
yes.
guys did, is that there was a 100-year guarantee of no future lakefront development. No question. I mean, they asked me, it seemed pretty severe.
Yes, although they said nothing that was parks related. So, I mean, I think you could probably interpret that how you wanted. Okay. I think what's really going on here, big picture, is that. The McCormick Place site hasn't really been spoken of until it was revived recently by Friends of the Park saying, fine, we're willing to discuss
McCormick Place East building,
tearing Rahm's proposal to tear down the convention hall and put the Lucas Museum there instead of the parking lot south of Soldier Field. So they're sort of dueling proposals. And the lawsuit that Friends of the Parks has only is dealing with the parking lot site. And their memo is only dealing with the McCormick Place site, which is very complex in terms of financing and state approval and jumping through hoops when we don't have a state budget. So I think what's going on here is a bit of showmanship on both sides, but also it's really unclear where everybody exactly stands because the lawsuit is still out there. The appeals court, the Hail Mary that the city had from appeals court to basically said we want Friends of the Parks lawsuit to be thrown out completely is on hold. It's been on hold for about 5 weeks now. And that could provide some clarity once that comes through. So I think that there's a lot of filling of the void here as we're sort of on hold.
Patrick, why do we have to care what the Friends of the Park say? Who are they?
They are a group of parks preservation people who do a lot of work that actually has nothing to do with the Lucas Museum or any of the lakeside parks. But I think the reason why they are in the news and why people need to or have to care about them related to the Lucas Museum is because they are the ones that have an existing lawsuit, which is the last remaining roadblock for this project. It's been approved by the city. It's been approved by the Planning Commission. It's gotten the blessing of the mayor and essentially the state legislature. But their lawsuit is preventing it from going forward.
And that's it. They're only standing as a court standing because they've come forward as an organization suing the city to stop. They want a restraining order.
But then secondarily, they said, we would sue if you guys went to McCormick Place. I think that there was hope that the McCormick Place site might get off the ground. But then after a few days, friends said, no, we're against that, too. We're against any development along the lakeshore. We want the Daniel Burnham's vision of Chicago to be free, open, and clear lakefront. And we're not going to budge on that. And now they're saying, well, maybe we'll budge, but here's what we would like.
So the negotiation is on.
Correct.
Now, I've been told, now tell me if this is right, that if they do the McCormick Place East, and there's going to be some architectural preservationists who are going to be upset about that, right? Because it is, you know, cantilevered and all this other stuff. It is architecturally significant, mid-century, 20th century architecture. It seems that you'll have those folks mad. And the Friends of the Parks say if they get... if they acquiesce on McCormick Place, that the south lot for Soldier Field has to go and become parkland.
That's one of their points, is that they want that turned into green space. And
does that green space allow for tailgaters?
Yes,
it does.
It does.
Okay.
Okay.
Because
so
the tailgaters. This is a weird.
But so also does the current proposal for the existing Lucas Museum at the south lot site, that it would be turned, that the museum would be built. Remember, there was the initial museum proposal. Then there was a scaled-down proposal of the mm-hmm. futuristic-looking museum that was one size, and then it was a smaller size. And the smaller size, the second plan, included some event space, some green event space, and it was sort of unclear what that was. And then we finally saw some drawings and some more specifics about what it was. And it would be green space that could be used for tailgating, but less so.
But you can't pull up your pickup truck or your conversion van or any of the things that... I mean, if you've gone to these tailgating events mm-hmm. at Soldier Field or yeah. any major sporting event, you can't believe what people will do to their vehicles to accommodate a grill, refrigeration, endless beer supplies.
It's not even their own vehicles. They bring in new vehicles, like that bus. Did you see the Bears bus? And you've got new
right.
vehicles that are designed only for tailgating that come out
correct.
On game day.
That would not, I'm assuming that George Lucas doesn't want us parking on his lawn, right?
With the bus.
But get off my damn lawn.
But that's you bring up the other point of this is the Bears. The Bears are another strong portion of this as to if the Lucas Museum gets built somewhere near Soldier Field, what would happen to Bears tailgaters on game days. That's part of the negotiations. In fact, there was a codified agreement, an altered amendment to the Park District agreement related to the Bears and what would happen if the Lucas Museum goes right south of the stadium there. What would happen to all these people who park there on a regular basis on game days? Because as we all know, it's a big thing, even if it is 8 to 12 dates a year.
Mm-hmm. You would think by just even the...
He said that. 8 to 12
days. Very important
but
days.
He ended at 12 because he was not accommodating for
future
13 or 14
potential.
Or potentially 15.
Yeah, that was very pessimistic.
Theoretically, it could
in
be.
Recent years. I'm just,
yeah, all right. Okay. All right.
Got it. I just thought when this actually came out and there were conditions and I read the initial headline, I thought, well, that indicates, well, maybe there is room for negotiation because as soon as you put something on the table, it leads to discussion. But then the Parks District President, Jesse Ruiz, said this is effectively the final nail in the coffin. They're saying that this is not a negotiation. It feels like from their perspective, it's just a non-starter. It's over.
Right. And so I think from here, we need to wait and see. If I've learned anything in reporting on this, it is that there are a lot of things that are said, and there are a lot of things that are then said a different way
yeah.
shortly thereafter
such
or the next week.
Football.
And so it really is a complex thing that is sort of ever evolving, and so it certainly kept us on our toes.
If I asked you to have to bet,
yes.
if I at gunpoint, I told Patrick O'Connor, and I gave him $100 too. I gave him $100. I said, "Now you got to bet
can't
this.
Take that, I don't
so either you can't keep this. You're going to lose it, and then I'm going to be really mad. Or you can double your money here. Would you bet that this is going to happen here in Chicago or not?
Honestly, I really have no idea. What's
doesn't matter. I'm sorry. You got $100 and a gun
answer.
At your head. You have to give me one or the other. You have to have an instinct one way or the other, or a guess, because it's, you know, so crazy. And this is just a guess. This is not an infraction here. I'm not penetrating your journalistic veil. I'm just wondering, as a guy who's been around this, and he had to guess one way or the other which way this is going
to
go.
Way to put him on the spot.
I would say I'm going to skirt the question again by saying I would contend that there are still some things out there that we may not even know that may still happen in terms of other developments. That's a perfect way of putting it.
Okay. So the way that, so as this negotiation, you see the Friends of the Parks kind of dropping back into a, you know, less hard line of a position. You may see the Lucas folks similarly drop back in some way. Does it appear from your reporting that the Lucas people are so far down the road here on this that this is just an easier thing for them to, an easier putt for them than starting over in San Francisco or LA or somewhere else?
Well, I think what's interesting about that is that there are real discussions going on in San Francisco. But where they are there is farther behind than they are in here, certainly related to the parking lot site, and maybe even related to the McCormick Place site, because it has public officials on board. It would be less complex in terms of approvals and that sort of thing.
Infrastructure,
yeah. Certainly not tax financing and political football and that sort of thing. This Treasure Island site, that is, it's a real thing, but it is very preliminary.
In San Francisco Bay.
In San Francisco Bay, yes.
Yeah.
So I think it comes down to how patient does the Lucas team want to be. And where do they feel their best chance of getting a museum actually built in the near future, whatever near future may be? And at this point, I actually don't know what the answer is, other than the appeals court could rule, as we're on the air here today, that the Friends of the Park suit is dismissed, and then that they are going to move forward with that.
Is that in current review?
Yes.
By the appeals court?
So yes.
Do we think any day now there's going to be?
We've thought any day now for several weeks. So
okay.
I mean,
but it's not months or years. It's any
no,
day.
It'll be right.
Oh, well, that's very interesting. Then, hey, guess what? Treasure Island, take this.
Could happen.
And Friends of the Parks, here's your 5%. I get your 5% right here.
Patrick, reminds us the public contribution on this whole project, because I feel that has been reported in many different ways. I know that the Lucases are putting forward a whopping $750 million to build this new museum, but what would be the public commitment to this project?
So at the parking lot site, it would be nothing other than, I guess, if you were friends saying you're giving up open, free, and clear land that should be part of a public trust doctrine that... But in terms of the McCormick Place site, that deal is the extending taxes that already exist beyond their expiration dates, $1.17 billion price tag, and borrowing money for the first 16 years of a 40-year loan. So in other words, all of these sort of complex financing related to the McCormick Place site, which is why it didn't really go anywhere and is sort of stalled, and we're back to the parking lot site. Related to the parking lot site, the Lucas people would be leasing the land, which is owned by the park district, for a term of 99 years for $10 that was then have the option to renew twice. And so the park district would be getting a little bit of money, but Lucas said he's going to build this on his own dime, and that it would be a museum that would be have some free areas, but would also charge admission.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which is what made some of the people mad, right? But all the museums charge admission down there.
Of course.
This is not a situation where it's like, you know, free.
I was at the Shedd Aquarium yesterday. There was a line out the door.
They're charging.
They charge
depending on the kind of fish you want to see. It's sort of like that restaurant that charges by the pound.
You want to pet the stingrays? That's extra.
Right, exactly. Penguin? You want a penguin? That's going to cost you. These penguins don't come free.
That special review they have. It's a great show, by the way. They've redone it, and it's awesome.
On free days, they allow you only to go see goldfish. It's like walking into a pet store.
There's Nemo.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. All right. Patrick, excellent reporting. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time, sir.
Great to be here. Thanks.
Patrick O'Connell from the Chicago Tribune. And we're getting closer on a determination here, it sounds like. So stay close.